Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to wrap up today some of the themes we've been talking about all week. I hope you had a chance to join us. If not, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to the programs there or archive there. And best way to connect with the program is to download the Renewal Ministries app. You can hear my weekly shows, Sister Anne's amazing shows, our YouTube videos, all kinds of good stuff there to help strengthen and encourage you in these challenging and difficult times that we're living through. And they don't seem to be getting easier for so many people. We're in contact with people all around the world, friends, and it's not just happening here in the United States, but in countries all over the world. People are still gripped by fear and struggling. There's political struggles. There's struggles in the church, neighborhood struggles, schools, and all kinds of stuff is shaking. And I thought it might be helpful for me to just share with you some thoughts that I have that I really felt like the Lord from prophetic senses. I've talked about it different times over the last 2 years that are, I think, helpful to bring up on occasion, just to give some perspective of what's going on spiritually. But let me just wrap up a little bit first on John's Gospel. John's Gospel, chapter 8, we looked at Jesus's conflict with the religious leaders, and he was getting to the heart of the matter for them. And we saw that Jesus' self-awareness was that he is a sent one. He's the one sent by the Father. And he says, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. Jesus is the way for all of humanity. He is the only way, and that's how he understood it. And that's the truth. He's the only way for human beings to come out of the predicament of darkness, of slavery to sin, and the only way home to God the Father, to our Father. Jesus came to reveal the Father, who he is. Jesus said to the apostles, to see me is to see the Father. He's confronting the religious leaders who are resisting the words that Jesus is bringing, and he's telling them, you're resisting the Father. You resist me, you resist the Father, because I'm bringing you what he's communicated to me. And in that, he's exposing the condition of their hearts. So it's intensification. So he's sent by the Father. He said everything the Father tells him is true, and everything he's telling the people is true. And the truth will set you free. It's a key theme that he went there. And this is important. The only truth that's going to set human beings free on an ultimate level, on the most important level, the eternal level, the only truth that will set human beings free from the bondage that we're in is Jesus. His passion, life, death, resurrection, all of it. His saving work. He brings us the truth that saves us. So that's what he's confidently bringing to the Pharisees. And of course, they're resisting it. He's the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. John's gospel begins with the beautiful phrase, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Chapter 1, verse 4. May the Holy Spirit help us, even in this moment, friends, to see what human beings need in this broken, fallen world. Human beings, all of us, our lives will soon be over. Even a long life is a short life. Scripture is very clear. Life is short. It's a passing shadow. We're here today. We're gone tomorrow. Jesus came to deal with that problem. And the problem, the answer to that problem, the antidote to that problem is a life that's stronger than death. And that life is in Jesus. And that life is being offered by the Father and the Son for our salvation. It's the life that's in Jesus that needs to be communicated to human hearts, which is a participation in his resurrection life, his glory. That's the only future beyond death for the human race. And it comes from a person. And it's an offer of God the Father's mercy and the love of his Son to us for the gift of salvation. He's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. That's what's so clearly being communicated through John's gospel. And so Jesus said that people need to see and hear this good news, but you can't grasp the good news and the fullness of that good news without seeing the reality of the bad news. Because the good news is we're rescued from the bad news. And the bad news is we're dead in our sins. And we do not want to die in that condition, in that state. So Jesus said right to the religious leaders who were the professional religious people who knew the law better than anybody and who worked to check off every part of that law. But they fell short of the law. We fall short of the law. The law can't save us. Only God in his mercy, in his son, can save us. So Jesus makes that clear to the religious leaders and they resist him. And then Jesus goes on to say, okay, they're resisting me, but my disciples, anyone who comes after me, anyone who becomes a follower of mine, you come on my terms, he said. If you're going to follow me, you have to deny yourself, that is, deny the relationship you have to yourself that people are exercising all around the country today, all around the world. I'm my own master. I decide my own truth. I decide what is the way. I decide what's going to be my way. This is what freedom is. I define freedom for myself, all of that. That's what Jesus is getting at when he says, you must deny yourself. That part of us that insists on our own way, that insists to define reality on our own terms and who we are, define our own identity apart from God. We don't receive it. We create it and we assert it. That's the flesh. That's human flesh. At its core, whether people see it or not, it's a resistance against the will of God. That's what's going on. So deny yourself, take up your cross, then follow in the narrow pathway of Jesus through the help of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, if the world's hated me, it's going to hate you. The servant is not greater than the master. So expect in this world, you're going to have real serious trials. But he said, these tribulations, don't be afraid. If they come, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. This life is so short. It feels ultimate. It's not. It's a blink of an eye. Before you know it, you're entering into eternity one way or another. That's where the real issue is. That's where the real value is and where our focus ought to be. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow. So a disciple, he said, then is someone who has made that fundamental decision, has counted the cost, and then said, lives in my love or abides in my word. He said, if you abide in my word, the truth will be in you. You'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus is the only one who can give us that, period. In this world, there's a failure to recognize, so to speak, that reality. But Jesus comes with a heart on fire, totally passionate about seeking and saving the lost. He understands he's a missionary, and he understands all those who are baptized into him are baptized into not only his life and the family of God, but we're a family on mission, period. So St. Vincent de Paul, at the beginning of the week, we remembered him and his life. And today we remember Thérèse of Lisieux, one of the most popular saints of all time, for sure. But I just want to close with something from St. Vincent de Paul, something Jesus had. Remember when Jesus turned the tables over in the temple? And the quote is given from the Old Testament, you know, zeal for God's house consumed him. Zeal is a really good thing. Zeal is in the heart of God. What we need right now, we need courage, we need zeal. These kinds of things in a time that's draining people of their energy, destabilizing, making people feel insecure, fearful, anxious, angry, confused, destabilized. We need to lift our eyes to the heavens. We need to keep our eyes radically fixed on Jesus. We need to take up his word. We need to listen to his word. The Holy Spirit, the more intense things get, the more help we're going to get from the Holy Spirit to hear the words of Jesus and the leading that he wants to give us. We ought to be the most free, joyful, zealous, courageous people on the planet. Holy Spirit wants to help us do that because that's our King. And that's the saints we've been looking at all week long. All of heaven is zealous about these things. So here's what St. Vincent de Paul said at one point to a group of young missionaries talking about how they ought to live. And he points to zeal as one of the fundamental maxims of the life of a missionary, a person who's been a sent one on mission. He said, zeal is the fifth maxim, and it consists in the pure desire to become pleasing to God and useful to our neighbor. Sounds to me like the first and second commandments, right? He goes on, he said, zeal for extending God's kingdom, zeal for procuring the neighbor's salvation. Is there anything in the world more perfect? He asks. If the love of God is a fire, zeal is its flame. If love is a sun, zeal is its ray. Zeal is what is purest in God's love. Isn't that an interesting perspective? I'd never heard that before, stated quite like that. He goes on, let us place our hand on our heart. Do we feel this desire within us? If we do, what happiness? If we do not feel it, let us be ashamed and recognize that we're not yet missionaries. For true missionaries are simple, humble, mortified, and full of zeal for the work. Isn't that beautiful? Why don't we do that now? Just put your hand on your heart if you'd like. Let us place our hand on our heart. Do we feel this desire within us to join Jesus in his great mission? To allow what the Lord actually has given us in baptism and confirmation to come radically alive in us, to purify us of the myriad of other distractions and other loves that may get in the way of this, to become single-minded, have a single purpose in the Lord. And no matter what walk of life we're in, you might be a CEO listening to this, you might be a homemaker, you might be a plumber, school teacher, a young athlete, whatever. God's put us in places, we're deployed, we have assignments from the Lord, we have vocations to fulfill. But at the heart of each one of these, we're sent into those positions. We're sent to be a light. We're sent to be salt. We're sent to leaven the environments we're in. We're sent to be able to see people as God, as Christ sees them, and to have a zeal for their good. Zeal for the salvation of souls is an act of love. Zeal to will the good of the people. And their good is to come to know the truth that will set them free. De Paul goes on, St. Vincent, he said, fathers and brothers, we are to have within us this disposition and this wish to suffer for God and for the neighbor, to consume ourselves for them. How happy are those to whom God gives these dispositions and desires. Yes, fathers, it is necessary to place ourselves totally at the service of God and the service of the people. Consume ourselves for this, give our lives for this, strip ourselves to the clothes, ourselves anew. Let us ask God to give the company of the Spirit this heart that will make us go anywhere, this heart of the Son of God, the heart of our Lord. Isn't that amazing? Now, he's talking specifically, he's trying to charge these young men to become missionaries, to be ready to go anywhere in the world. To go live, he said, walk in the wisdom of God, to preach conversion, to bring it to people. Friends, we're called to do that right in our home, right in our neighborhood, right wherever the Lord puts us. Count on it. It's going to look different than these guys for sure. But know in as an identity, as a child, as a son or daughter of God, that you're a sent one. And through prayer and intercession and fasting and almsgiving and all kinds of service and offering up your suffering for people the Lord puts on your mind and on your heart. And pray for the moments where you can share the faith in a way that they're able to receive it. It's such an important moment when so many are lost, so many are confused. Come, Holy Spirit, and give us the courage and the zeal to walk in our own identity. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.